You can sit yourself comfortably. So make the spine straight, body still relaxed. Take a few deep breaths. Panchakosha Viveka Prakriya, methodology of Panchakosha Viveka, give a few points about it because first time we'll be doing meditation that today. When I look at myself, there are different layers to the personality, right? There's physical, physiological, or energy, mental, these different levels. So understanding them and slowly through them coming closer to myself, pointing back to myself. Not myself conditionally. A conditional myself is in certain condition, but who are you unconditionally? Unconditionally, not depending on circumstances like this. So this way it's looked at very closely. So in this way we'll do slowly each week. One aspect, and during the week you meditate on that. So what's being pointed out can become a little more ingrained, clear. Then when you do the next step, it's kind of prepared for the next step. So the grossest level, when I look at myself, I'm a physical being. I can feel my body. In this body, I identify as this body. Then I look at myself as this physical entity. So where does the physical entity come from? I look into that. So the cells of the body first come from the parents. The cells of the parents' body is built up from the food they eat. And then, I was fed from my mother before I was born, after I was born. So the food has built up this body and keeps building this body. This is why it's called the Annamaya Kosha, the food sheath. As it's created from food, annam, sustained by food. As organic matter, it's part of the food chain. It goes back to the food chain as well. So it's called the Annamaya, Annamaya Kosha. Or in more generic terms, I can call it the material body. It's made out of material, as all the material around me, the physical material. So when I look at it also, all the material that creates this body was there beforehand. Before this body existed, the material was there. Then this body comes into being, made out of material from this world. Material keeps getting added, and material is getting removed all the time. Then after some time, the material goes back. The body goes away, material goes back. So as the physical body, as Annamaya Kosha, it's really like a wave within the material world. So as a physical entity, I can't say I'm separate from the material world. Even saying I'm a part of the material world isn't correct, because which part of the water is the wave? Each moment it's changing. Which part is the wave, which isn't, is changing every moment. So how can you separate the wave from the rest of the water? You can't. How can you say which part it is? You can't. Same with this body, which is like a wave within the material world. Then when I look at the material, it can be seen as made from different constituents, basic building blocks. You say the Panchatantra, Pancha. No, we're not coming, sorry. The five main elements, Panchabhuta. So I have the solid material or earth. That's not separate from the total solid material of the world. One continuum of solid material. And there's the apaha, or waters, the liquids in the body. There's the whole world of liquids, liquid material. You can't say this is separate. All the liquids, part of the liquids of the world. There's Agni, there's heat in the body. And you can't separate heat as heat, universal principle. Manifests in the body, manifests all around. And there's vayu, or air, gases. Each breath I can see that the air in the body, air outside the body, are interconnected, they're not separate. And there's akasha, or space. Certain amount of space the body takes up, which is not separate from the total space. So these basic building blocks that make up the body come from the totality, the material world, and are never separated from the material world. So when there are two waves in the water, from one perspective, I look just at the form. I'm one wave, there's another wave. We're separate, two different distinct entities. But if I look closer from the other perspective, both are made out of the same water. You can't say where one starts, where another ends. What was once part of one is now part of the other. This way, any other physical being I can't say is separate from me. We're made from the same material. The whole material world. So as Annamaya Kosha, food sheath, or as the physical material body, when I look at myself, when I look closely then, I can see there isn't really separation myself and between the totality.
Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.